So far, Arthur Andersen's 1,700 U.S. partners are generally supporting the Volcker Plan. They're doing that even though it could lead to a loss of income, since the plan is certain to leave Andersen a smaller firm. Partners are heavily invested in the firm they work for and face many uncertainties and potential liabilities. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Andersen's official name ends in three letters, LLP. That stands for Limited Liability Partnership, and it's supposed to mean just what it sounds like, that the amount an individual partner can lose when a company hits trouble is limited to the partner's investment in the firm. Attorney Harvey Sillitz says LLPs started in the 90s, designed for just the type of situation Andersen is facing now.
If it's a limited liability partnership, that means that what you have at risk in case there are debts of the partnership that can't be paid from the assets of the partnership, you have at risk your investment or your capital account. It's a bit like a corporation where you have limited liability limited to the amount of the stock.
But the amount of capital Andersen partners must put into the firm is substantial, and it piles up the longer you're there. Partners earn interest on it and usually get it back when they retire. Andersen audit partner Rick Shortis says that after 13 years as a partner, up to a third of his net worth is invested in the company. He says he kissed it goodbye the day the indictment came down.
My view is that it's pretty much probably significantly impaired would be the word we would use. I'm not likely to see any significant portion of that coming back to me in the near future. Clearly not what I expected, not what I hoped for at any rate.
Nor had new tax partner Art Janowitz expected to be in debt to a potentially failing firm for $50,000. Andersen usually loans new partners the money they need to join. Janowitz says there are discussions going on about possibly changing new partners' payback responsibilities should Andersen get sold or go bankrupt, but he says those conversations are embryonic.
I don't know if that ultimately would be the case, that I would be on the hook for $50,000, but if that ultimately were the case, I wouldn't be happy paying that.
But Janowitz says he'd never have ill feelings toward his firm. Frustrations may grow as partners see their opportunities dwindle. Andersen partners are considering lifting a non-compete rule that forbids partners who leave from working with clients they had while they worked at Andersen. Janowitz says it's an active discussion.
There are partners in this firm now that don't have any clients, and so they have concerns. And the firm is very much recognizing that. And they know that if there are practice areas that have lost clients, that we have to be allow people to do deals. But the issue is, let's do it for the most amount of people.
If individual partners start taking clients with them now, that could speed the drain on Andersen's assets and hurt those who stay. All of Andersen's employees face an uncertain future. They say so much unexpected has happened, there's no predicting what might come next. And even the protection offered by those letters, LLP, that follow the firm's name, may not end up as strong as it seems. Limited liability partnerships have only been around about a decade. Bankruptcy expert David Skeel says the arrangements haven't been thoroughly tested in court, and judges could define responsibility broadly.
The standard under the limited liability partnership statutes is, were you directly involved or did you have supervisory authority over someone who was involved? And obviously issues like what does it mean to be directly involved, what does it mean to have supervisory authority are subject to interpretation. And if a court defines that very broadly, a lot of partners who think they don't have any exposure might need to think again.
Andersen partners say a narrow definition would be more sensible. They say as owners, they can be held responsible for writing the rules, but can't be held accountable if individuals decide to break them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.